This is episode 56 of the Great Speech Podcast on how to get more confident with your communication.
Let's go.
It's a Great Speech Podcast for the public speakers. We're going way down deep to look at what makes a communicator. We'll look at all different topics from the bottom to the top. So get your mind free of all the distractions and please listen up, listen up, listen up.
It's the Great Speech Podcast.
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 Thanks, Dad. So welcome back, my great communicators. How are you guys doing? I hope you are well. In fact, I trust you are well. I believe that whatever challenges that you are having in life, you are finding a way to get on top of them. Because we all have challenges that we have to overcome. So that is my belief, my prayer for you guys. Thank you for joining me, as always, on the Great Speech Podcast. My name is Kolairele Shonaike, your communication super skills coach. And of course, as usual, I'm bringing you another episode as I continue this journey in my search, really, for an answer to the question of how can we all be better communicators? And that is what this entire podcast is about. Of course, each season I'm looking at certain different aspects, but really it's just about an exploration of how to become better communicators, how all of us can do better with our communication skills. So as always, I will start the episode with a quote, and the quote today comes from Mark Twain. I really couldn't remember whether I've used Mark Twain before. I do use him quite often in my work. I can't remember if I'd used him before on my podcast. No doubt somebody will tell me. But he seemed to have the best quote for this particular episode, which is, "All you need in this life is ignorance and confidence, and then success is sure." From Mark Twain. Because today we are talking all about how to get confident with your communication. And the truth is, this is one of the biggest issues, challenges, problems that people come to me with when they want to improve their communication skills. One of the, almost inevitably, when we're exploring in our kind of our opening session together, what is going on with your communication skills, what is difficult, what's great, almost inevitably, the issue of confidence will come up. And it's everything from, my confidence is okay, but I want it to be right up there, or I have no confidence whatsoever, or people perceive that I'm not confident. How do I change that? Confidence is a massive issue that continually comes up when people think about their communication. So, yeah, I had to address it because, of course, this season is really all about the things that affect your communication rather than communication itself, if that makes sense. So a communication example is something like storytelling or persuasion or negotiating, right? That's communication. That is a communication skill. I've been exploring the things that affect your ability to communicate, such as imposter syndrome, such as being more articulate, which was the last episode, such as, in this instance, confidence. So that's what we're going to explore today. As always, really kind of the best thing to do is to hit a bell or a notification button or subscribe button or text. That will mean that whenever the next episode comes along, you get a notification that says, hey, colleges, drop some more knowledge. So it's time to listen. So yeah, do that as well. And also, do feel free to do a review. I haven't had one recently, actually. But as you will know, I always give a shout out in the next episode when I see the review to whoever does a review of this podcast. So yeah, go on to Apple Podcast and search for review, or I usually put a link in the show notes. If you scroll down on your podcast player, you usually will see something that says review this episode or something like that. So yeah, I'd really appreciate that. It tells me that what I'm doing matters and what I'm doing actually is of value to you, which is really mostly what I'm about. So scroll down, have a look at all the various links where you'll find me, a free workshop on communication skills. There's a public speaking program if you really want to just start working on it. Or of course, you can book in to speak directly with me and we have an initial chat. So yeah, do that and we'll get to know each other. Okay. Confidence, such a massive topic. And I should say straight up that although confidence is very much what almost all my clients will ask me about or will want help with, when I actually do my coaching, very quickly they come to realize that I don't put confidence or see confidence as the highest state that you have to get to become an effective communicator. There's actually a state beyond that. In fact, I talk about it in the free workshop. Scroll down, have a look at that free workshop link. That there's a step beyond confidence, which is actually when you get to belief, right? Belief. So confidence, I think, is still a little bit, you're not certain, but you're going to portray it one way. Belief is where you just know. And that is the highest level that I talk about. And I train my own clients to get to the stage where they just believe in themselves. They believe that the way they're communicating is exactly right. So it's kind of beyond confidence in that way. But today we're going to talk about confidence because I know it's such a big issue. And as usual with this how-to series, series 7, we're going to look at what is confident communication? What exactly is it? Why is it important? That's probably quite an easy one to guess, but I'll briefly touch on it. Why is it important? And then what I know you really came for, which is how can you become more confident with your own communication? And I'm going to give you an approach, some tips, a strategy, I guess, of how to approach it so that you can begin to work on your own confidence levels when it comes to your communication and start to build them. So let's get on with it. What is confident communication? So in my view, it really is nothing more than the ability to convey the information you want to share with absolute conviction in a way that will be understood and respected by your audience or the other person or the other people. That for me is it. It's being able to speak with conviction, speak without prevarication, without hesitation, without second guessing yourself, so that you'll be understood and respected by the other person. And kind of the hallmarks of confident communication are clarity and precision. It doesn't have to be, but also conciseness is often a hallmark. It's kind of, I know what I want to say. Here are the things that really convey the message I want to share. And that's it. I'm not going to say anymore because that is what needed to be said. So you know, it's not that if you're not concise, you can't be confident, but it's often associated with it, that there's clarity, there's precision, there's conciseness in what you say. So most of all, it's really a conviction that you have to communicate with to be seen as somebody who communicates confidently. And it's when you communicate with conviction, especially that you have a good and compelling message to share, that is when it becomes understood and respected by other people. And it really does have incredible value. In fact, we go straight on to why confident communication is so important. This is easy, right? I'm not even sure I need to talk about this with you guys, but confident communication is so important because, as I always stress to people, and this is why I'm so passionate about communication, it's why I've worked with so many people and I've helped so many people with their communication. Because I really want you to understand this simple point. It's so critical for your kind of career growth, life growth, really. that your ability to do the job will only get you so far. It will get you to a point where your ability to do the job is kind of a given. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to be impressed that you're able to do the job well. That's what I expect if you are at this level. But the difference between you and other people, the thing that will mark you out as somebody to be a leader or somebody who's just employable, as somebody who inspires others, will always be how effectively you can communicate. How effectively you can communicate beyond your ability, your capacity to do the job, is how effectively can you communicate. And so confident communication, the ability to communicate effectively with conviction to make sure people understand and respect what you want to say, is such a critical skill. If you have any consideration and any concern about building and boosting your career or your business or whatever it is that you are doing. So it is so important to be able to communicate effectively, communicate with confidence. You will be able to advance your own causes better. You will be able to push your own boundaries better and grow as a person. You will, especially if you aspire to be a leader or you are a leader, you want to be a more effective leader. The ability to communicate your message, your values, your thoughts confidently is, in my view, and I'm biased, the single most important skill and quality ability that you have to develop. So that is the what is confident communication, and that is the why. As I say, I think those things are, because it's something that people ask me so much, I'm kind of not going to spend too much time on what is confident communication. You know it when you see it. You know when somebody speaks and conveys themselves in a way that says, yeah, they get it. They own it. And when somebody seems hesitating and faltering, you can see that as well. And you know why it's important. So let's get on with how. How on earth? What is the secret sauce? What is the magic that will help us be more confident with our communication? There's a movie, Three Kings, starring Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney and I think it was Ice Cube. But yeah, Ice Cube. It's actually quite a cool movie. It's kind of a bit fun. It's kind of centered around soldiers discovering some gold in Iraq during the Iraq War. So a bit random, but yeah, it's a bit fun. But there's a little scene in it where George Clooney's character is talking to another soldier, really about fear. And he says, "You're scared, right?" And the soldier goes, "Maybe." He says, "Listen, the way it works is you do the thing you're scared shitless of and you get the courage after you do it, not before." Response: "That's a dumbass way for it to work. Should be the other way around." "Yeah, I know, but that's the way it works." Many people didn't really kind of pick that one up, but as soon as I heard that, I kind of actually got the script and read it. And I was like, wow, yeah, great words. Because in that instance, the George Clooney character is talking about fear and courage. But essentially what he was saying is, you have to just do it before you feel it. It's the same with confident communication. As much as there are techniques that will help, and I'm going to kind of, you know, give you some of those today. The number one thing I actually want you to understand is that being confident with your communication is much more about doing it than necessarily feeling it. It's much more about conveying it. So speaking without hesitation, even if inside you are completely conflicted or scared out of your mind, the confidence actually comes from the doing it, from the just standing in front of people and starting to speak, even if inside your stomach is kind of curling up into a ball and won't let you go. So I want you to keep in mind that as much as you can do, you know, calm meditation and breathing, or, you know, running and getting your adrenaline up and all the different things that can work, in fact, and, you know, I help people with some of this stuff in terms of helping you get into a state of mind that makes you more confident when you communicate. The truth is, the biggest factor is a decision to just portray yourself as confident. And when you look back on how you were in a meeting, or how you were in a presentation, or how you were in an interview, or in that meeting with your boss, and you come out and you know that you were bricking yourself, but actually you didn't show it and you just stood there and spoke with conviction, by the time you come out, you'll actually realize that you had the confidence all along. You kind of did the thing and got the confidence afterwards, if that makes sense. If I give you that Three Kings movie analogy. In fact, there's some people say it's, oh, fake it till you make it. But there's a phrase that I heard not too long ago, and I can't remember where, but it's probably actually a Christian thing, I guess. But it said, faith it till you make it, which is kind of believe in yourself, even though you don't believe in yourself, until you actually do believe in yourself. Does that make sense? I think it does. So in my head, that makes perfect sense. I don't know whether, as it comes out, it makes sense to you guys. But faith it till you make it is believe in yourself before you believe in yourself, until you actually do believe in yourself. That's how, do you know what? I don't know if that makes sense or not, but that's what I'm going with. It really is a big part of confidence, because so often you need the proof of, hey, I did speak confidently, before you then realize that actually, yes, I can be confident with my communication. Let me help you with a few techniques, though, that will kind of make that easier, or at least make that more possible. The first is to be authentic to your values and your purpose. Whenever you try to copy somebody else or be like somebody else with your communication, it will feel forced and false, and it will be extremely difficult, nigh on impossible, for you to be confident in that communication. Be yourself. Lean into your own character and your own personality. You know, I have people who worry about their accents, and they kind of, oh, how can I hide it? Or how can I say no? Lean into it, especially if you know, whatever language, like let's say you're in England and English isn't your first language. Lean into that. Say phrases in your own language and then translate them to people. Say, okay, well, this is what it means, but I just, you know, that's how it came out of my head. Lean into that. Be confident with who you are. If you have a lisp, let the lisp show, right? People crave authenticity much more and much deeper. It resonates far deeper than perfection, whatever the definition of perfection is. Be authentic. Let your values be part of how you conduct yourself, because there's a thing about when we communicate from a place of our true values is it's kind of easier to do it confidently because you genuinely believe what you are saying. And if you have a purpose, so if you are speaking to somebody and you have a specific purpose in mind as to why you're speaking to them, what it is you're trying to achieve in that conversation, you will communicate much more confidently than if you're not really clear on the purpose that you are speaking to them for. So be clear on your own personal values, whether that means that you are a person who is trying to portray professionalism at all times or integrity, you know, whatever that is, be true to that characteristic or that quality of yourself. Because when you communicate, people will sense that that there is something more, some substance behind the words that you are saying, and it will lend confidence to you, even if internally you don't feel it. They will perceive you as somebody speaking with authority and depth and substance, because you seem to be speaking from a place of true value and purpose. So be yourself. Be authentic to yourself. Let that authenticity be your guide to help you with what particular words you should say and when and how. You know, when on my coaching program, we do a lot of techniques and technical work, you know, whether it's techniques of negotiating or persuasion, techniques of storytelling. We do a lot of that. But most of all, what people will hear me say over and over again is, in a sense, worry less about the techniques than about connecting with other people with your communication. And the most effective way of doing that is to communicate from a place of authenticity yourself, because that automatically connects with other people. So be authentic. Don't worry about specific words or specific phrases or standing in a certain way or using your hand gestures in a certain way. Start with what feels most natural to me when I speak, when I communicate, and go with that. And 99.9% of the time, that will be exactly what you need to do. It will probably be exactly what I would coach you to do if I was standing next to you saying, oh, I think you could have done this or that, you know, in this way. So lean into your own personality and speak from the heart as much as possible, because the heart is kind of always true. And the heart is a powerful thing. Next thing. Be willing to give your opinion. And I know that can be scary, because sometimes it means saying what you think when you're not sure whether others share the same views. But here's the thing. We as human beings are much more taken by, impressed by, we connect far better with people that have opinions and express them than with people that just don't. Even if those opinions are wrong in our view. In fact, even if those opinions are wildly wrong, we are far more interested in people who actually express an opinion on something than those that don't. And if you're willing to do that, it will convey confidence in the way you communicate. People will think, oh yeah, you know what? She took a stand. I knew exactly where she was. She didn't prevaricate. She didn't hedge her bets. You know, he said what he thought. I appreciate that. That is a great hallmark of confident communication, is the ability and willingness to state your position, your opinion, especially if you speak from the heart, on any subject, topic, question, whatever it is. So get more in the habit of actually voicing your own opinion and letting it be heard. Flip it or ally it with deep listening to other people. So another hallmark of confident communication is the ability and willingness to listen and listen deeply and empathetically and fully to other people. It really is signals to other people a confidence in yourself, that you are so confident in where you stand that you are able and willing to listen to other people's positions and take in what they think and what they say. So listening skills is a hugely important part of communicating, and they go hand in hand, because I don't want you to only be the listener who never speaks and kind of hide behind, oh, I'm a great listener, and never saying what you think and giving your own opinion, right? So don't hide by just listening, but do listen well. Equally, don't only speak and say what you think without listening, because that will just come across as arrogant, most likely lack of humility, which is different to confident communication. Confident communication achieves a connection, and that's a mixture of saying what you think and listening to what others think, and then going from there. Let's think about some other things that I think will help your communication. So one of the things that I actually advise all my clients to do is make what I call kind of your greatest hits list, which is just look back on your life on the things with which you are of which you are most proud that you have done and achieved. Top 10 list, right? What are the things in your life? You know, think about it now. Even if you pause this podcast and just write down the top 3, top 5, top 10, what are the things that you are personally proudest of in your life that you have achieved? From anything, it could be I once ate 10 hot dogs in a hot dog eating competition, right? Doesn't matter what it is. Or, you know, I'm mother to my children, or I invented something. It doesn't matter what it is, because it's about what impact it has on you. Make your greatest hits list. Write it down, write it, type it, doesn't matter. And put it somewhere, stick it up somewhere where you can see it all the time. Because there is nothing better to help you feel confident than being regularly reminded of great things that you have already achieved. You will stand taller and straighter and speak more powerfully when you know that actually, no, I can do this because look at all the things I've done before. You know, it's why if you have children and, you know, they do activities or they achieve something at school or whatever it is, that's why you put up their medals or hang their certificates or things like that, because you know inside the importance of making your kids remember the great things they have achieved to help continue to give them confidence. You need to do the same. So create your greatest hits list. Write down the things, top 10 things that you are proudest of having achieved in your life. You, not anybody else, you. Put them up somewhere. And anytime you need to, just look at them and think, yeah, no, actually, I'm pretty bad. I'm a badass if I did all those things. And that will translate into the confidence with which you carry yourself generally and with which you communicate in particular. So let's go on. Next thing I want you to think about is you gotta work at it. So, you know, I always say that, you know, magic isn't magic. It's just a series of techniques, sleight of hand, you know, light, all this kind of stuff, right? It looks like magic to other people, but it ain't actually magic. It's just tricks, skills, practice, learning, you know, the art of whatever that magicians do. It's the same with communicating confidently. You have to work at it. So do the work of preparing before your next meeting, running through in your head, okay, how's this meeting going to go? What are the things that are likely to come up or to be said or to be asked of me? What do I think? What am I going to say? Do that work. So often when people say they struggle with, for instance, public speaking, and I'll ask them, okay, how often do you practice your public speaking or presentations? In fact, you gave a speech last week. How many times did you run through it? And it's like, oh, I didn't really. Hey, there is no skill on earth. And remember, it's communication skill. There is no skill on earth that I know of that you can do well in without practice. Really, there's no skill. I mean, you can have a baseline ability, but to actually be effective to the point of great confidence, you have to put in the work. So prepare before meetings, presentations, interviews, you know, management meetings, whatever it is. Prepare before them. Do that work. Plan for how you're going to approach it. Practice talk it over to yourself in the shower before that important presentation with a client. Whatever it is, practice, be deliberate about how you communicate, because that is going to see you far, far better in terms of improving your confidence levels than the mantras and, you know, the heavy breathing, the calm breathing, which all help. But it's no substitute for just putting in the work of practicing, planning, preparing. So build that into your week, how you're going to practice, whether it's every day, a couple of minutes a day, whatever it is, we'll find out what works for you. Some other aspects to think about with confident communication. Eye contact. So a great hallmark of confident communicators is that when they speak, they engage directly with the people or the person or the audience with whom they're speaking through eye contact, confident eye contact. That is looking at people in the eye. I don't mean staring them out, right? But looking at people in the eye as you speak, or as they speak, letting them look you in the eye so that there is a connection. It's so important to achieve, and it's just a mind thing, right? If you think to yourself, hey, you know what, when I'm speaking, I need to make eye contact, and actually do it. And I don't mean fleeting eye contact where you catch somebody's eye for a split second and then look away. I mean maintaining that eye contact for the length of a phrase or a couple of sentences before looking away and then engaging again. So it's not staring them out, but it's long enough to feel a connection with that person. The confidence that that conveys when somebody sees you speak and use straightforward eye contact is immeasurable. So build it into your communication. Similarly, with your body language generally, you know, be open with your body language. Don't not use hand gestures. People, it's one of those things people often obsess with, you know, what should I do with my hands? And I always say, well, what do you do in a private conversation? So I don't really think about it. Well, there, do that, right? Don't think about it. Let your hands do whatever your hands do, where it feels natural, the way you would be in a great conversation with a good friend. Do that with your communication generally. You know, have open body language in the way that if you were with a good friend, you would be open rather than closed and stiff. Watch your micro expressions. So I did a video on this with Theresa May, former UK Prime Minister, who I thought was a pretty appalling leader. But in particular, one of the things she was so, it was such a problem. I don't know why, but she always, always, whenever she spoke, did little micro expressions where she would, you know, draw her mouth down that just betrayed a lack of confidence or lack of belief in what she was saying. She did it all the time. It was really undermined what I thought was already kind of a challenge leadership. So watch your own micro expressions. Don't let micro facial expressions betray the lack of confidence you may feel inside. You've got to face it till you make it, right? With every part of you, from your body language to your hand gestures to your eye contact to your expressions on your face, should all say the same thing. I have conviction in what I am saying. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I don't lack belief in them. So you should consider me to be confident as well. And as you start to work on your confidence, remember to measure it, right? And by that I mean review how you're doing. So I advise my clients keep a little diary that kind of you can go through each day, whatever it is, but where it's, okay, this is how I felt, this is how I communicated, that meeting went well, or these are some of the things I want to improve on. Or you can ask people, hey, how was I in that meeting? Or how was that presentation? What did you think? Get feedback. Manage, measure what you are doing with your communication. Get other people's opinions. Because once you start to get a sense of how you communicate, how effective it is, making the tweaks as you go along to improve, you will automatically get more confident with your communication because you just know more. You understand more. You understand yourself better. You understand how it is received. So make sure that you are looking back on, getting feedback on, reviewing your own communication so that you can have a continual improvement loop. So that you're trying to improve your communication as you go along. And that will kind of feed into itself as you realize that, oh, actually, no, I am getting better. This is better than last time. And then it builds your confidence and builds your confidence even more. I kind of touched on this, I guess, with the faith it till you make it, but it's a particular thing that I want you to do, which is also to think positively with your communication. And by, so if, let me give you an example so that that doesn't feel too vague. Let's say you have to communicate with someone and you know that they may either completely buy into what you are saying or just think you are talking a whole load of rubbish, right? So you're communicating with them. Let's say you're making a proposal for the direction that the company should go in. And you know that they will either think, yeah, this is great, this is incredible, or they will think, no, this is terrible, this is total nonsense, right? That's up to them what they will think. Obviously, do your work to try and convince them, but ultimately it's up to them. But you have a choice as to whilst you are giving that, doing that communication, do you convey that you believe that the outcome is going to be positive, or do you convey that you believe the outcome is going to be negative? And I'm saying, make the choice to think about the positive. Because when you think about the positive, it will help you say things in the right way that suggests to the person that that is what they should do, that that's what they should agree with. You know, I actually, totally different context. I think it was with my wife, actually. We were randomly trying to get into a club somewhere. We don't do that anymore. And back in the days, we used to, you know, queue or try and get in places. But now it's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But I was used to say to her, look, when you speak to the bouncers, you have to talk as though you're supposed to be there. It's like, yeah, so listen, what time can we get in, right? As opposed to, is there any chance that we can get in? It's like, if you convey positively, you give a much better chance that they will agree with you than if you convey negativity. So if you convey positivity, much better chance they'll agree with you than if you convey negativity. It's like triggering them to say no, because you approach it as though no is the expected answer. I don't know if getting into a nightclub is the best example of that, but you get what I mean. Think positively, because you will actually, in your communication, convey that certainty, that belief, that conviction that will likely help to sway whoever you're speaking with one way or the other, if they sense that confidence in you as well. Don't mumble. Kind of an obvious one, but it's difficult to be to communicate confidently if you're mumbling. So even if you're not sure whether what you're saying is right or will be received well, say it openly and clearly that people hear the first time. The worst thing is you mumble, they have to ask you to repeat it, and then you mumble again, and then the whole thing just makes you look unconfident. So don't mumble. Don't preface what you say as well. So I say this all the time, is when you have something to say, say that. Don't preface it with, oh, I'm not sure if this is going to make any sense, but I'm going to say it anyway. Or I'm not that great at public speaking, so I hope you'll forgive me if I mess up. Don't do any of that. You're just drawing attention to your own lack of confidence, and that's going to make them scrutinize you even more. You have something to say, say it. Say that, and say that alone. Now, I did mention things like calm breathing. So that does have a place. You know, before you're going to go into something important, you want to communicate with confidence. You're feeling nervous. Breathing calmly, there's kind of a lot of psychosomatic effects of that, i.e. it kind of works in that if you're breathing calmly rather than, I guess, hyperventilating, It means your body signals to your mind, oh, there's no need to get nervous because otherwise we wouldn't be breathing calmly. So calm down. It kind of works that way. So your body tells your mind to calm down because that's my body is doing what I do when I'm normally calm. So might as well be calm. So all of those things, like if you like to meditate, you like to breathe calmly, and that gives you a sense of power before you communicate. There is the power woman stance. If you've ever seen the Amy Cuddy TED talk where she talks about just standing with your arms kind of by your step with your hips in the kind of the Wonder Woman stance and standing there for a few minutes, and that kind of that physical manifestation of confidence will actually feed into your delivery. So that works as well. Works to know your own strengths and lean into those strengths, lean into your character rather than worrying about your weakness and try to patch those up. Those kind of things, they all matter. And then kind of the final one, so you'll always hear this from me, but tell stories. Storytelling is just such a good way of confident communication, because everybody loves listening to stories. They're so easy to tell because you always remember them. Now, you can get storytelling wrong, especially if it goes on for too long. And I kind of do a whole load of work on the art of storytelling itself. But just as a general piece of advice to you, if you want to become a more confident communicator, try to develop your ability to tell stories or to use storytelling as part of your communication. It is incredibly powerful. And whilst you are telling that story, you will feel like a god. There's something about storytelling that is literally that powerful, especially for building your confidence. So those are my tips, my thoughts on how to become a more confident communicator. Now, I do a lot more structured work on this specifically. So, you know, if it felt like I was throwing a lot of things at you, I do apologize, because I know that you kind of want something a little bit more structured, but there's so much to it. And it's mostly about what works for you personally to get you to put away your doubts and just go for it with your communication. That is really the most important thing. And there are different techniques that may help. Some of them you've heard today may help you. Some may not. Reach out to me if you need more help, right? But all in all, what you're trying to do is to say, I'm going to communicate as though I am confident, because I know that the confidence will follow. That's the way you got to approach it. So listen, I really am glad that you guys tuned in again for this week. Sorry, this was slightly, I think this is a week late. I had to travel and I wasn't able to get the podcast in. So my apologies on that, but I hope it has still been of great value. Reach out to me, of course, if you want more help with your communication. I do lots of work on different levels, so feel free to do that. But otherwise, I leave you as always with goodbye in a different language. I'm having to go to Wikipedia now to kind of look at the list of languages in the world to make sure that I find a different one each week, because I've covered quite a few now. So this week I'm doing Afrikaans, which I've never done. Afrikaans. And goodbye in Afrikaans, I believe, is tot ziens. Tot ziens. If it ain't, I've actually got a neighbor or a couple of neighbors down who will probably tell me otherwise. Tot ziens, I think, is goodbye in Afrikaans. I will see you guys on the next episode. Cheers.